Yo, 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 it's your two brethren, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome to episode 48 here at No Ideas.
Just vibes in. Come on, people.
Every week that goes on, I think I'm getting more and more tired.
No, honestly, it's a downward slope from here. You know what I'm saying?
Can you guys tell that 47 weeks ago... we were actually alive.
It's true.
And 47 weeks later,
yeah.
I've got a leg in my grave.
Fam, my throat is sore.
It's all happening.
We're really struggling out here. But we're going on and we keep pressing. We keep baking for another episode.
Listen, we bring it to the microphone every week.
Every week. Every Thursday.
And if you don't know what we do, let me lay it down for you.
Mm.
We go through the ups, the downs, the sideways steps of our week and how the hell we got through them hoops.
Honest to God. And then we sail into a main topic of which this week's discussion answers the question, is someone's voice or their accent enough to put us off them despite ticking all boxes? Now, we're about to get real on that topic.
Listen, we could potentially out ourselves for being really shallow.
No, honest to God.
But we're always going to give you the real and honest tea here.
Absolutely.
So stay tuned.
Unfiltered brethrens, that's what we do.
We mug ourselves off every week.
Every Thursday, we keep coming back, guys.
Right, Briddy. I'm going to ask you first. Wagwan with your week.
Well, oh, wow. You threw it back. You ain't asked me that in a minute.
I know.
That's really giving me like early NIJV days. Like,
the OG.
No, honestly.
Days.
Wagwan with the week, you know. Well, to answer the question, Wagwan with my week. Do you know what? It's been a busy one, but I feel like it's been really, really wholesome. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Spending time with really good people.
It was the good people this week for me.
Absolutely.
And you know how I know you're around good people? Because we did a lot of shit together.
Yes. Yeah.
And
did.
We literally shared some of this week with some of the most beautiful people I have met.
Yep.
Old friends, new friends, future friends.
Mm-hmm. Honest to God.
Tell us more.
Oh, do you know what? Let's start the week off strong. So, on Wednesday, your brethren and I, we went to go see your good sis, Ray Black.
Ray Black.
Ray Black.
None other than Ray Black.
None other.
Yeah.
Than her.
Yeah.
Herself. And honestly, do you know what made that day so special? Because 84 now weeks ago, Ilaria and I saw her. And in fact, how much she's changed as an artist and how much she's grown.
As a human and a performer.
Honestly, really coming and stepping into her own light, into her own space and just really being confident in who she is. It was so beautiful to see.
She had so much more confidence than she did when we first saw her all those many weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I really looked at her like a proud mum,
which
she'll probably think is insane because I don't know the girl.
Literally.
But I really thought, wow, Ray Black, this is you.
Yes.
Come fucking through.
Honest to God. Because like, if you think about it, the last time we saw her, like it was a very chilled set. She sat down for all of it. Whereas this one, even though it was still in a very like intimate setting, she stood up. She was dancing in the crowd. She even danced with me and Briddy. Like,
honestly, the one thing I thought was quite sad was the way they had set up the event. There were seats at the front, which means no one can actually move.
Nobody can dance.
Exactly. And she's got a lot of dance tracks on her new album.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's great production. It makes you want to dance.
100%.
I felt really disappointed. So however we managed to weave to the front, as far as we could stand forward, we literally were living.
Oh, we were living. So even though we got told off by people saying that we were blocking their view.
We did. But if you got to shake a leg, you've got to shake a leg. Do you know what I'm saying? And on her last song, she literally was on the stage. She was like, I'm coming over to you lot.
It's
and
true.
We knew she was coming to us.
Absolutely.
Because we were the only ones shaking a leg.
Absolutely.
So she came over and we had a little bop and it was amazing. And I thought, that's what you need as an artist, to feed off the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really happy that we could have given her that.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of people were quite static, which
100%.
Was a shame.
Such a shame. Like, I just don't get it. Like, how can you be in a space like that and not want to move? Like, how are you not in touch with the redeem right
especially
now?
Especially when she was giving it some.
No, trust. The girl, and even though she, you know, her dress was like quite short and she was constantly pulling it down, right? She was still giving 10-10 energy. So, Rayback, you know what? If you're listening to this, yeah, shout out to you, innit?
Shout out to you twice, bro.
You did the thing.
Yeah,
you really
man,
did the
you
thing.
Did the thing.
So yeah, that was a great part of the week, which was on Wednesday. Following on with the wholesome vibes, on Sunday, Yeah, girl, obviously, you know, I plugged Don't Be an Op last week and we did the round two in terms of the marketing campaign. And it was just the best time with such great people. And I just feel really grateful to have been part of this project because, you know, when you start something and you can just tell that it's going to be a long term thing.
Yeah.
Like the understanding and, you know, the respect for one another and the mutual like desire to see each other grow. It's just very apparent from the get-go, and I just love that.
And really pure.
It's so pure. Like, it's so easy, just easy conversations, you know, just spending time with really cool people, you know, understanding their different spheres and music, you know, how they're all hustling, just trying to make cool shit happen in the creative space. It was a very, you know, comforting thing for me because I'm trying to do exactly the same, and being around people of a similar strand, it was just really comforting. And that was a great way to spend my Sunday.
Yeah, it looked lovely, Brid. I'm happy for you, man. They look like good people.
Thank you, man. I mean, obviously, if you guys follow me on socials, the content's coming in it, so just hold tight, you know what I'm saying? And the last thing of my week, do you know what? This is a slightly lower thing. I feel like I'm developing really bad habits.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
I feel like I'm doing everything late. Do you know what I mean?
Explain, like, expand.
So, like, you know when, like, you know, you go to bed late, you wake up late, you're eating late, you finish things late. I just don't feel like I have a good grip on time right now. Is that just me?
No, I hear what you're saying. I feel like we all go through those patches.
It's so irritating.
We're out of sync of the routine that we want.
Yes.
So the question I'll put to you is, how this week are you going to change that?
How am I going to change that? Do you know
what? Are you going to put in place? Small steps.
Small steps. I just got to start things earlier. Do you know what I mean?
So why is that not happening right now?
I don't know. You know when, like, you get into bed and, like, you know, you start watching something and because it's like an hour, you have to finish the whole hour.
That's the first thing there.
That's the first thing.
Your mindset is saying you have to finish the full hour. For one, have the discipline to be able to stop yourself.
Yeah.
And number two, I'd say don't start it at all.
Yeah, no.
Make sure that you give yourself a time in the evening and you start winding down. That means TV off, off social media. What time is that going to be for you this week?
Do you know what? I'm really actually going to try by 9 p.m. It's okay, early, great. But it's actually, I need to do what I want to do in my routine.
That's your challenge this week. It is. Okay. 9 p.m.
I'm challenging myself.
Okay, the best thing we can do is identify the problem, Brid, so well done. And then we come up with a solution. And that's how we take steps forward. It's simple.
This is how we do it. Thank you, Brid, man. Yeah, brethren, friend, therapist, let's go, man.
The whole nine yards.
Honestly, the whole nine yards.
And I'll be taking commission.
Literally, man. But in a nutshell, guys, that was my week. It was wholesome. It was lovely. And look, we're going to try and do better as always. But Brid, what's been going on in your week?
All right. Are you ready? I'm going to lay down
the
law.
I'm ready, man. Lay it down.
Last week, you told me to affirm.
Oh yeah, you affirmed that one.
You told me to affirm and I said I'm going to look in my mirror.
Yes, every morning.
Every morning and affirm.
Yes.
Day one, what did I say I was going to say?
You look lit.
And I went to the mirror and I said, Ilaria, you look lit.
Yes.
Day two, went to the mirror. Mm-hmm. Ilaria, my brother.
My brother.
You are litty, you know. Okay, I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Day three, I go to the mirror.
Uh-huh.
I look bloated.
Oh, but she still looks lit.
I felt shit.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't say it.
Oh, Brid.
So what did I do?
What did you do?
I went to the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
I got a plate.
Mm.
I fetched some goat cheese. I went back to the mirror. I sat down. I ate the goat cheese. And I affirmed this. I said, Ilaria, you are what you eat. Because you're the motherfucking goat, baby. That was it.
No.
And now that is the only affirmation I will do. I will
eat
my goat cheese. And I will say you are what you eat.
Do you know what?
And let that rain true.
I like how you spun that for yourself there. Do you know what I mean? It could
Thank
have
you.
Gone another way, but you made the best out of a bleak situation.
Yeah, man. Cheese fixes everything.
I mean, tentative, but you know, you are who you eat, innit?
That's it, man.
She the goat.
She the goat, baby.
And all of that.
So
okay.
Yeah, that was exciting.
I love that. But well done, Brid, for affirming it.
Thank
Proud
you.
Of you.
And now that makes me laugh because it's so stupid. I literally have been affirming that every day. So it's pretty dope.
No, but this is good. Like, as a change of mindset, do you know what I mean? The more you say it, the more you believe it, right?
There you go.
That's it.
Now, obviously, my week was filled with wholesomeness.
Mm.
And it has to start back home at my roots.
Oh, yes.
My grandmother came back from Mauritius.
Mm.
And I haven't seen her since before lockdown. And I said, as soon as she lands, I'm going to her house not only to steal the dal puri and the gulab jamun, which are Mauritian foods, okay, that she's brought back from Mauritius, but I want to learn to cook. And not this thing where I was younger and I didn't really pay attention. Actually pay attention. So I went round and we cooked together. And it was such a beautiful experience. I think she was so excited that someone was really paying attention. So I made a classic chicken curry, and then we made kalia, which is another curry, kind of yogurt yogurt and spice based, which we made with lamb. And I brought it home. I let my housemates try it. I fed some to you, Bridie.
Oh God, it was just wow. When I tell you, yeah, the flavors, although I've never even had Mauritian food before, in the weirdest way, it just tasted like home. Like, you could literally just tell it was cooked with love. There was time and like, you know, precision with every single ingredient. And I thank you, Bridge, for sharing that with me. Of course. It was beautiful.
I think that's the main thing, though. Like, you know, we both come from cultures that share through a lot through food.
Yes.
And
that's the love language, in a way.
It is. Mm. And I also think that, you know, there aren't a huge amount of Mauritian restaurants that I found, at least in London. There are a lot more, I think, Nigerian than there are Mauritian.
Yeah.
And it's something, Nigerian food, that's more readily consumed. So actually, I've eaten from your country quite a lot. You've never been able to share from mine. And what's better than having home-cooked food?
Honest to God, there's nothing
better.
Yeah,
man. It was really nice to share with you. It was really nice to share with my housemates, and it was really nice to know that I'd cooked it with my grandmother. So that was a really beautiful moment for me.
Oh, Brid, I love that for you.
And finally, the main event.
The main event.
It's the start of my birthday week. What do you mean?
Come on, you're
what
pretty.
What do you mean?
Come on.
Yeah, man. So I basically, you know, I'm not a one for a big birthday party.
Yeah.
But I have strung out seeing all of my friends starting from last Friday. So I've spread them out. I'm turning big man 27 now.
Big
so
man.
I should probably start dressing like an adult, but we know that's not going to happen. So yeah, literally, really exciting just to round off another year. Look at what I've achieved. Set my goals and intentions for the upcoming year. And yeah, just celebrate with people. It's going to be a really wholesome couple of days. I'm super excited.
Yes.
Let the games begin.
Let the games
my
begin.
Friend.
Yes.
So yeah, exciting times, man.
Oh, I love this for you. It's always so exciting when like your friends have birthdays, because it's like you can just look back on the year that they've had as well and then just be like, yeah, man, you've come a long way. I remember you in your last birthday.
Literally.
Looking at you now, like,
bruv,
the growth is real.
But also, another big, big thing, it has been a really, really hard year for everyone.
Yes.
So, like, the main thing for me is, have I achieved everything I wanted to achieve this year? No, I haven't. But the main thing is, I made it.
Yep.
Okay?
Still standing.
When a lot of people didn't. And I've got to be proud of that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That's
I'm
it.
Proud of you, Brid.
That's my week, Bridie.
I love that for you. Come on.
Which means...
Oh, yes.
It's half time.
Woot woot.
And I need your plug for this week.
Okay.
Go big, go better.
I'm screaming. We're going big, but we... Do you know what? We're going big, we're going better, but we're going a bit old school today.
Okay, I love it old school.
It's not... Even, it's like kind of old school. It's just an like an album which was released a few years ago, but I just stumbled upon it recently and I was like, damn, I've been missing out on this, like, because basically my friend sent me this song, Abby, she sent me this song and I was like, whoa, like,
whoa.
You know, like, literally nothing else, just sent me the song and I was like, yeah, this album is really it. So guys, when you're next planning, you know, your chill Sunday evening, you know, you're going to do some meal prep cooking, you know, glass of wine or something sweet next to you, I need you to go and listen to Insert Project Name by an artist called Aylo. Have you heard of it, Brid?
A-Y-L-O and a slash through the O.
That's the one.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
You know that album?
I actually know that album.
Fam.
I actually know that album.
Dude.
Very chill vibes.
Very chill
Very
vibes.
Chill vibes. That's
chill
the
vibes.
Kind of...
Respectfully, bro.
That's the kind of stuff I just... When I wind down in the evening and I don't watch TV,
yes,
I will put that on, lay in my bed and just contemplate everything that is my life and my day.
Do you know what? I think now that I'm going to start patterning myself with a 9 p.m. cut off,
you do that,
this is the album I'm gonna use.
And also go onto the album, click on the three dots, go to song radio, because actually I found
do
a lot of very dope artist, like Berwyn. Is that how you say
Berwyn,
his name?
Berwyn, okay.
B-E-R-W-Y-N, all okay. in capitals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very chill vibe as well. Mm. But that's the kind of shit you'll find through going to the radio.
This is what I love sound radios. And also with Spotify, I put it on my story the other day, when you have a playlist, you can enhance it.
I love the enhancing feature. Like, let's enhance everything.
Honest to God, like, shout out to Spotify for that, because I think that's a very, very good feature to have. Like, you're just elevating it.
Just love it. The functionality increasing.
Honest
is beautiful.
To God.
Thank you.
Wow. You're making my listening experience so much better. But yeah.
They'd love to hear that.
Insert project name by Aylo, A-Y-L-O, with the slash on the O. Run it up, guys. It's chill vibes only. That's it. Respectfully.
I love that.
Uh-huh. Brid, plug me in.
I have been waiting to plug this absolute hero.
Yes, she has.
And I have been waiting for 2 years before I even had this podcast, okay? Because we saw the artist Masterpiece.
Yes.
When we went to Soho House and listened to Jam Supernova's Artist to Watch of that year.
Uh-huh.
And what I loved about him was his music and his music taste was so unexpected.
Yeah.
Because we look at somebody and we make a prejudgment about what music they will create.
Mm.
And it wasn't that at all.
No.
He was funny.
Mm-hmm.
He was personable.
Yes.
And he was an incredible performer.
No, truthfully.
And I've been saying, Masterpiece, I need you to give me something undeniable.
Yes.
Not just a beautiful song, because you have those. Mm. Something undeniable that is just going to take the biscuit in my week.
I give it a good crunch as well.
And mean that I can plug you above the rest and know I can say it with my full chest.
Mm.
And this week, the boys come through. A mere couple of hours ago,
literally,
he drops a new series on his YouTube called Flip Switch.
Mm.
And essentially, he takes songs that he loves and he makes them his own.
Love that.
The first installment is the song West End Girls by Pet Shop Boys, which is an old, old group.
Okay.
Which is amazing, because I'm really interested to see what kind of music he select, because I know it's not going to be the kind of music
like mainstream or anything
that is mainstream or that you'd expect. So I'm just excited to see what he chooses.
Mm.
And I just back him as a human being. So I'm so excited to do my reel this week and shout out Masterpiece. So I want you guys to check it out on his YouTube, Flip Switch.
Honestly, it's a great concept that he did there. And I'm excited, because I want to see what he does with these songs as well.
He's smart, smart.
He's got such a unique sound. Like,
that's it.
That's what really makes it like exciting. You're like, oh, what's he going to do? You know, that bit of intrigue. But yeah, we're watching you, Masterpiece. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let's main topic it, Briddy. What are we saying?
So guys, do you know what? This topic was actually sparked by me and Briddy watching Married at First Sight. And we were just thinking, when you're matched with someone, or when you go on a date with someone, what is your limit in terms of things that you that are actually just turn off points for you? So in terms of someone's voice or their accent, if someone was ticking all the other boxes, would their voice or their accent, if you didn't really like them, be enough for you to cut the whole deal off? So Brid, I'm going to ask you that question. Would it be enough to cut you off?
I can veer the question, but it's not even like that tonight. Yes, it would put me off.
Really?
Absolutely. Mm. And do you know what? I wish I could not be shallow. And I wish I could say, no, it wouldn't. But after watching Nikita on UK, Married at First Sight, I just thought, if someone I was interested in came out with that accent, it could never be me.
Mm.
And I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know why thinking about them ticking the loyalty, the honesty, the authenticity, the communication, the, you know, ability to be funny and supportive and understanding, and the thousands of things that we women have on our list for partners.
Literally.
The fact that if they ticked every single nuanced box, that would put me off.
Mm.
I do think to myself, oh God, should I be able to get past that? But I also think you have to put it like this.
Mm.
When you're intimate with someone, there's certain things that you don't like.
Yeah.
Some people don't like to be tied up. Some people don't like to be choked. Some people get bored by missionary.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's just not for you.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody's voice, which is something you hear all the time.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And something like sexually, you hear in the bedroom.
Mm.
There are certain frequencies and sounds that don't like sit correctly in different humans' ears. Mm-hmm. And that's why like techno, trance, you know, Afrobeat, certain sounds, certain beats, certain voices don't sit well. They sound screechy to some people. Mm-hmm. And it puts people off. Mm. I think it's just the same thing. And in a way, yeah, maybe people will say, Ilari, you're really shallow. Mm. But I just don't think it's that. It's just a sound that doesn't sit nicely in my ears.
But do you not think that it could, like, you could get used to it over time? So, like, say you were dating someone and, you know, initially their accent or their voice is a bit, you're like, nah, this isn't really for me. But if the things that were coming out of their mouth was making sense to you and you could have, like, a genuine, like, in-depth conversation with them, would that not, do you not think that would change your perception of them slightly?
Yes, of course. What's most important is what they're saying, the substance, which is why I feel so rubbish saying that the voice would put me off. Mm. But I think when just something just sounds uncomfortable to me, that it doesn't matter what you're saying, I'd find it hard to be all in. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like there are some voices which are fantastic for radio. Mm-hmm. There are some voices that are fantastic for audiobooks.
Yeah,
and it's like they could say, I'm going to bake an apple crumble. Mm. And you could be like, you could say whatever you wanted and I'd be like soothed.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And that's
the
same thing.
Yeah.
We are kind of biased towards that calm voice if that sits nicely in our ears.
Mm.
Like some people like ASMR. So I think, yeah, I don't think I could get past it. But I want to ask you, what is your answer first before we get further in?
Do you know what? I'd like to say that I don't think that it would affect me in terms of how I perceive them. Because I'm quite open with like different accents and I love languages and understanding people's voice of dialogue and what makes them them. But in previous experiences that I've had, like someone's voice genuinely just wasn't doing it for me.
And were they saying the right things?
I mean, not even like.
So do you think that is what put you off as well, though?
Yeah, I think, you know, as a package, maybe on the surface, you know, this guy was really good looking, you know, he was tall, dark, handsome, all of that, you know, and his conversation was, there was nothing wrong with it. It was almost like, you know, yeah, you're asking me how I am, you're saying good things, you know, blah, blah, blah. But there wasn't that vibe, like that one instant factor where you're like, nah, I'm intrigued by you, I want to know more.
So if he was saying intriguing things, do you think you would have carried on chatting even though you're saying his voice wasn't, I don't know, perfect?
Do you know what? It's difficult to say because it's interesting because the guy's voice, the reason why it didn't do anything for me is just I didn't feel like it was deep enough. Okay, there's something about like the voice of a male, right? Where it has to be like a certain level of deepness, yeah, to really get coggles going in the body.
That's mad. Okay, so for me, when I talk about voice, it's like, for me, I'm pretty open to accents, pitch of voice, but there are some, and it's a small group of people from, it could be any area, that have a really screechy tone. And that screechy tone is probably the only tone that for me is like a no.
That's a no-go.
But everything else, absolutely. I'm so used to being around so many people from different countries, different accents, different areas.
Definitely.
That I'm quite open to loads of things. It's just that screechy tone, which in my ears doesn't sit good. For me, it don't matter if your voice is deep or not deep.
Oh, that's so interesting because
look, I feel like you're more shallow than me. I feel happy.
No, this isn't battle of the shallow, okay? I'm just thinking like, look, we even spoke about this, Brid, in terms of, you know, that voice, right? The voice who is gonna, you know, send you to sleep, right? When you're in bed with this person and they're chatting, and if I'm not feeling any type of way, if your normal voice, if you're sending me voice notes and I'm not like, oh, like, you know, you know, I feel a bit nervous listening to them. Then what's going on? You're a mate, bruv.
Okay, but
you're a man them.
I think that actually comes from your connection with them. Because I feel like even if there was a guy whose voice wasn't very deep, and maybe there are some guys who when they speak, you're like, oh, that makes me feel something.
Yeah.
Even people who don't have that initially off the bat, actually, if they have an all right voice, then maybe what they're saying makes you go, ooh. So I don't think you would just cancel them because their voice is not that deep.
Mm.
Because there are only some people who that voice really hits you individually.
Yeah, it's true.
So I don't think you'd actually cancel them off if it didn't hit you straight away, because it's through that emotional connection, in my opinion, that makes their voice then become the voice of the person you like.
It is.
And, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. It's absolutely a combination of different things. It can't just be the voice, because if I really think about it, yeah, the guy was saying all right things, but I wasn't, there wasn't anything in me that was being triggered to like want to pursue anything further.
But the thing is, maybe had he said all of that, those boring things, but had that like the perfect voice for you to make you tick, maybe you would have chatted to him longer.
I think that's right, Briggs.
Okay,
for me, look, yeah, I feel like as I've grown, what I look for in people is very much like the depth, right? We were talking about this before. I just want to know who you are as a person. I don't like, yeah, we'll do all the surface stuff, what you do, who you hang out with, blah, blah, blah. But like, for me, it's who you are as a person. And realistically, how I'm going to understand who you are as a person is, yes, obviously your actions, but obviously it's going to be the dialogue we have with one another. And that's a massive part of it.
Okay, so now we're talking about voices. Let's go into friends.
Okay, go. Yeah.
Is a voice enough to put you off a friend? Because with a friend, you're not expecting that voice to like make you feel a type of way.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. It is. I've got something in my mind. It is.
It is a turn off.
It is. It is.
Yeah,
it is.
You see?
I have to keep you at a distance because I can't. I need peace, okay? And if your voice is not giving me peace, I can do you in group settings, okay? I could do you in group settings, very small interactions, but to call you a brethren, if your voice is just built a type of way, then absolutely. And I do think it's true what you said in terms of what your like...
Certain frequencies
that you can accept in terms of how you're built and what, you know, soothes you, what calms you, what gives you joy, right? Your body is built to receive things differently. And voice, because it is frequencies and sound waves, it's going to be part of that.
Exactly. And I do think it's an attraction thing.
Yes.
Because so many people, like, I guess some people have said to me, you have a really calming voice.
Mm.
And some people have said to me, oh, you've got a really hyper voice.
Mm.
But for some people, the tone and frequency of my voice really mellows them out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
They would love for me to read an audiobook
for
them
and
put them to sleep.
That.
But again, that is saying that my voice hits your eardrums in a positive way.
Mm.
Whereas for other people, they could find my voice really annoying.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
You just don't know. But for me, it's definitely a write-off. But do you think we're bad people?
No. Do you know what? I don't think we're bad people. I think we're honest people. Because I don't think people would generally admit that voices put them off. Or if they did, they try and find a way to like make it sound good. But like, we're just being honest here.
Okay, but do you think that we're really bad people, that we could create a perfect partner, every single box ticked, happiest life, so understanding, everything you've ever wanted, and you could tell me that you would walk away just based on their voice? When you put it like that, it's kind of like, what? Seem ridiculous.
No, it actually does seem ridiculous.
But you have to listen to that person all the time.
It's true, but I think...
It could never be me.
It depends what stage of life you're at as well. I think, you know, if you're at, you know, at an age or whatever your personal timeline is in terms of getting into a relationship or being with someone, settling down, you'll start to see things differently and put different weight on certain things. So like, in terms of like your negotiables, your non-negotiables will start to shift and fall in line in terms of their priorities, right? In terms of, okay, does this person really care about me? Are they like a chivalrous person? Do they get on really well with my friends? Do I feel safe with this person? Those things will start to take more priority.
Which I totally hear.
Mm.
But all those things, you know, you can grow and develop in a partnership and as a person, but your voice isn't going to change so much. So for me, it's like, I don't care if I'm, you know, 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 or 50 years old.
Mm.
If I'm meeting someone at any age, it doesn't matter if I'm growing up or not.
Mm.
The voice is the voice.
The voice is,
and it's either going to annoy me or it's not.
Yeah,
just like what's her chops from Friends when she laughs, you know, Janice.
Yeah, man, that laugh, nah, that laugh is so irritating. But like we are saying, it really does depend on the frequencies.
And it's the same thing. Like, if that frequency don't hit you correct, you are then with that person for your entire life. Doesn't matter how perfect they are, and every time you go out, that sound goes right through
you. It's going to go through you.
Just like the washing machine in my house beeping goes right through me. Like all of our house.
It's true. Yeah.
It gives us a shiver.
I'm the same. It needs to be turned off immediately.
How can you spend your whole life shivering? Through someone's voice or their laugh. It couldn't be me. Don't matter how perfect.
It can't happen. It actually can't.
So that priority will never shift for me. It either sits right or it don't.
Do you know what? It's because I feel like the voice is strong enough to give someone the ick. Or a turn off. And once you have the ick, you can't go back from that.
But also you hear it the entire time. That's my thing. It's not something. Thing. It's not something you get a little bit here, a little bit there. No. Or, you know, I just think it's not the one for me. And maybe it makes me an awful person, but I am who I am.
Do you know what? I do completely understand the voice, right? It is a huge element. We both have personal experiences of it. However, I think when you get older, things start to change. And your priorities are just different. And then you look at things in terms of longevity, they start to change. So I don't know, Brit. This is our opinion now, but who knows what will happen in the coming years.
Well, if you find a boyfriend with an annoying voice or laugh, I won't hang out with you. Say bye to the double dates because it can never be me.
No.
No, it's true. Well, let's check back in 5 years.
Let's check back in. Absolutely. Okay.
Well, guys, I want to know what you guys think.
Yeah, no, same. Because
even if it's that we're shallow, let's talk about it. Change my mind.
Yes. And if you have been on like dates or had situations where like the voice or something has been really annoying, I want to hear about it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's discuss.
Relatable.
Let's discuss.
Come on.
All right, Briddy man. Well, that's another episode baked.
Yes.
So to seal it off, I'm going to ask for your tip to take us into next week.
Okay. So guys, this tip is coming from someone's story, actually. This guy that I follow, his story. And I was just like, this is so fucking true. So I want to translate this to you guys as well. So sometimes you've just got to focus on getting back to the routines and rituals you had in place before the noise of people and the speed of the world moved you somewhere else.
I love that. And I think you really need that this week.
That's really for me this week, honest to God.
And that's very interesting because it leads into my tip, which is basically talking about what we can control.
Okay.
And I think yours so beautifully basically says, don't let external factors affect what you can control,
exactly.
Which is your routine.
Yeah.
So my tip goes like this. And it is something that Ugo Monier from Strictly Come Dancing said to John Waite in Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
And he said this one simple sentence. The only thing we can control is our enjoyment.
Oh, yes.
And I just need that this week. Just control your enjoyment.
No, that is the word.
That's the tea.
That is actually the tea, sis.
Yes.
What the hell?
I know.
The only thing you can control is
your
enjoyment. It really is.
You can control your routines, but make sure that you're doing it to further your enjoyment.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
That is the end goal.
Yes.
So those routines are to control your enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And your love of life.
Yes.
Your happiness.
The happiness. That's it. Wow.
Beautiful stuff this week, Brid.
Look at the synchronization
Look
in the bakery.
That one.
We
Look
love it.
Look at that one. I love it. I'm happy with that episode,
no,
you know.
No, honestly, same. That was a good bit of bread, that.
Yeah, man. Some good tips. A bit of shallowness.
Yeah.
What more can you want?
Good texture overall.
There you go.
A good loaf.
Yeah, man. Well, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. As always, I am wishing you a fantastic week ahead.
Yes.
Feel free to reach out to us if
Please
you so
do.
Need us.
Mm-hmm.
You know where we are.
It's all love, guys. Blessings of the week. It's been your girl, Lizzie.
And it's Hilarious. We out.
Bye, bitch.